Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Power on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Molly Page and Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen looking at the Colorado Heating and Cooling Company caught refusing to do business in a neighborhood in Denver because residents there are, quote, colored people and they, quote, don't pay their bills.
That's charming.
According to an undercover investigation by a local television station, a hidden camera set up by the station recorded a female employee with the Mile High Heating and Cooling Company saying the company will not service those people in this community because it's, well, they call it Mount Ghetto. The station investigation was prompted by allegations from another worker who got fired, claimed the company didn't service minority residents because they don't like them. I guess that's about it.
Well, they said they don't pay their bills.
No, that's right. We all know that's something common. All white people pay their bills. All black people don't pay their bills. That's something that's common knowledge, apparently.
So is it racism or classism or both?
It's stupidism is really what it is. Who in their right mind in this day and age, who doesn't get that there is a camera everywhere? That there is a microphone everywhere? You don't say stuff like that and not expect to get caught, unless you are a Moroni. And these people obviously are Moronis, not only because they didn't get what was going on around them, but because of their approach. Black people don't pay their bills? You know, I'm sure there are black people that don't pay their bills. But I'll also point you in the direction of plenty of white people that don't pay their bills. And so, what a foolish situation to find themselves in. And I don't know whether it's equivalent to, it probably isn't, but I figure this will stimulate some conversation anyway. What's the difference between this and the bakery that says, we're not making a cake because they're gay? What's the difference? Anything? It's just prejudice? What's the difference between saying, I'm not going to go fix the plumbing in a black guy's house because he doesn't pay his bill because black people don't pay their bills? How's that different than
the difference between protecting people's religious freedoms and...
Well, my religion suggests that black people don't pay bills.
And who said this? Who was the perpetrator of this?
Which were you talking about? The black people don't pay their bills?
Yeah.
The Mile High Heating and Cooling Company in Westminster, Colorado.
You know, as stupid as his comments are, I would have to say that, I mean, you have to protect businesses' rights to choose who they want to do business with.
Okay, so that's why I'm asking the question.
Is it stupid? I mean, for consistency's
sake. No, you can't discriminate.
What if I'm not wearing a shirt and I walk into a place that says
you'll
no
get
shirt?
A lot of service.
Yeah.
I might. Okay, what if I'm not wearing pants? You know what I'm saying.
Even yeah. more.
But that's not discrimination.
Yeah, different scenario.
When you aren't going to offer your services to someone based on their
on the
race or their religion, yeah, that's discrimination.
And this company, according to, it was Fox 31 who did the investigation, and Kenny actually found this for us, they got copies of the call sheet, and it says, never call that area, Montebello, with the zip code 80239. Right. Yeah, so someone called in and requested service. They said somebody will call you back. If they called from that zip code, somebody called from a different zip code, they'd put them right through. Dispatcher would send someone right out.
Right. Remember who's the smell good plumber in L.A.? The spots. What's his face?
Oh, that guy's name.
Yeah, remember? We all remember. Those of us in L.A. We're from L.A. Remember?
Yeah.
The smell good.
The harp.
plumber. That's right, exactly. You've heard that spot too.
But this kind of stuff happens all the time, though. You have plenty of plumbing services, or places like this, small businesses that don't cross community lines, whether it's staying within their own area. I mean, because they don't, you know what I mean?
But this company advertised that they serve the entire area.
Yeah, that's
Does
where
this
they're
guy
really,
have a right
a
to serve
company.
Who he
False
wants to serve?
Right.
I believe he does. I believe the gay couple were within their rights, even though it's not good business, and they are now out of business.
They're going to go out of business. I mean, these companies always
will.
Those
guys all done. They'll be done.
Yeah, they'll always end up going out of business. That's what's so beautiful about the free market system is that we don't have to use people. We don't
Why is it beautiful? Why isn't it okay for people who have a business? Somebody says to me, I want you to carry a spot for something
satanic
or other that I don't want.
Yeah, satanic worship. Satanic versus.
I'm not going to do that. So are they going to sue me because I won't carry this spot? And I'll take most... You know, any spot.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's like I'm protected because I'm a small business person and I don't want people telling me who I have to do business with or what type of business I have to take.
Right.
But, at the same time, stupidity really does play itself out in the free market. It really, really does. That's what, these guys aren't going to be in business much longer. They're idiots.
Okay. How do you feel? 888-302-3684. There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Fetch. Fetch.
Awesome. Fetch.
Fetch. What a great
Not
name.
Not to be confused with Fletch.
Yeah. Fetch.
Right.
Robotics. Fetch Robotics. We were discussing the merits of May Day celebrations, protests, people wanting more money for jobs that really don't deserve more money. So now, I said, robots everywhere soon. Right? Fetch Robotics has debuted a 5-foot-tall Fetch robot programmed to pick up items in a warehouse and deposit them in a bin. His sidekick is Freight, the robot. So there's Fetch and Freight.
Freight's the bigger of the two, right?
The robots are going to help e-commerce companies deliver goods to customers more quickly and more inexpensively than the guys who work at UPS... who work at Amazon, who work in all of these places that want $20 an hour, forget about it.
One robot's been on the job for many years and is too old for this stuff. The other robot has gone rogue, doesn't want to work with a partner. Wait, I'm making the movie
script
this.
For a movie right?
I think you're going to retire maybe and go into WWE. Don't you think the first robot tag team?
Right. That's it. A robot. Right? That's great. Call McMahon. Yeah. Tell him we got an idea for a new wrestling gig. It's robot wrestling.
See, that would be great.
WWR, World Wrestling Robots.
Would they wear briefs?
I hope so. I don't think robots need to, but...
And
like
then they'll travel the country
robot.
Solving crimes.
Right, exactly. The Rock Robot. You can see that coming. Here's Tim in Rochester. Tim, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, thanks. Love your show.
Thank you.
I will say full disclosure, I didn't read the whole story about the company in Colorado, but
Good.
Based on what I heard.
Neither did we. We don't want to know the whole story. We only want to know part of the story. Go ahead.
Well, the top.
Based on what I heard, though, I'm wondering, though, maybe they weren't necessarily, not servicing that area because of there was black people. I'm sure there has to be some white or Hispanic sprinkled in, but maybe that really truly wasn't. Now, granted, what he said was not in good taste, but perhaps they just don't want to service the area because they have had a lot of chronic issues of non-payment.
Might have had people not paying the bill.
Socioeconomic reasons.
Yeah.
Well, but they're quoted as saying...
colored.
Yeah, colored. They don't serve that area. Those residents are colored people.
Well, you're right. That was foolish.
Comment.
I mean, I definitely would agree that they have the right to do what they want. And if it was saying, you know what, they don't pay their bills in that area, I guess that's one thing.
Hmm.
But you're right. I mean, what thing, the colored people don't, that's another thing.
If you have that in your mind, you don't tell everybody about it. Just say to the dispatchers, we don't service that area. That's all. Right. I mean, everybody has regional areas. I'm sure there are people that are plumbers in
that don't want to go into
Los
Compton
Angeles.
Or Watts.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Don't go into Compton. They don't go to Watts. You get a call from Santa Monica or what? Let's see. Where am I going to go? I think I'm probably going to go to Santa Monica.
Well, unless you've serviced one person in Santa Monica and they don't pay their bills, then you're not going to go back to that person. But base it on an individual basis, not an entire area.
Mm.
But business
well,
is hard
unless
to base
it's a
on
chronic issue, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, thank you. Appreciate your input. 16 after, this is Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
And if those aren't enough reasons to pay a visit, they've also got new limited-time-only barbecue-inspired food and cocktails. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and sports. All right, so those of you who are looking for a refund, a lot of people get crammed on their cell phone bill. How many people have been crammed on their cell phone bill? Raise your hands, please. You got crammed?
What does that mean?
It means that you are forced into buying something that you don't want. Pretty much the same as with the cable companies.
Right. So yeah, okay.
If you've sure. been, you got a bunch
look
of
your fees on the bill.
Right, you got to look at your fees.
A lot of things
unwanted charges on your cell phone. If you have Verizon, today's the last day to apply for a refund. Let's see, AT&T have a June 30th deadline. What I want to know is why there has to be a deadline. If you're getting crammed or you have problems with a bill, why would you have to,
this
why
is
there
a
deadline?
This is a class action lawsuit. The cramming is when you get third-party charges from unauthorized things like horoscopes, ringtones, games that you didn't order, that they just, these nefarious
that happened to you?
Companies. No.
That happened to you, Molly?
Not that I know of. No.
Jennifer? Wow. Wait a minute. That's so. Another thing. Who doesn't check their bill?
Well, I do, but I'll be honest with you. I'm with Sprint, and sometimes there are charges that cannot be explained.
Right.
Oh, this is just what the state charges. This is what a fee.
Oh, yeah, right.
Me.
Look at your taxes. Normally, there are about, 14 different taxes on a cell phone bill or even a regular landline bill.
Nobody can explain these.
No. All right, so don't pay them then. Just scratch them off. So don't pay the bill, and then the plumbing guy won't come to your house, though. That's the problem. 21 after on Good Day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. At this point in the hour, we focus on music, so I thought it would be kind of cool if we went back to this week in 1989 for the top five songs, starting with Bon Jovi. I'll Be There For You. Crank that up, Kara, for a second, will you? Number five this week in 1989. All right, so who remembers what about this song?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Yep.
Really? And what was going on with you in the sixth grade?
Oh, I was probably pressing on some boy.
In the sixth grade?
And I felt like kind of like a bad mamma jamma for liking this song because I was such a goody-goody.
Really?
And this stuff was, this was considered heavy metal, which is so funny. Yeah. Like Bon Jovi.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a heavy song.
So,
and Roses, Def Leppard.
You know, the biggest problem with you is that you do come across as a goody-goody, and you really aren't.
Hey! I don't know if I'm offended or happy that you said that.
I think you should, you know, kind of pick your own poison.
Jen has her dark side.
She does have her dark side. That's correct.
Aww, it's a fine line between naughty and nice.
That's very true. Number four during this week in 1989 belonged to Tone Loc. How'd I do, Jennifer? Is that right?
Very good. Yes.
Tone Loc.
During the break, Doug, like, you get Tone Loc.
I had pronunciation lessons during the break, right? Made sure I got Tone Loc right. Is he related to Shug?
No.
No relation to Shug?
No. Tone Loc.
Cold Medina.
Fun. Yeah.
Your butt cannot stay still when a song comes on. It has a mind of its own.
Right. This is called Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Okay, I go get it.
It's right to the core of everything that's going on that's good with us, right?
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we, as long as I mentioned.
Cold Medina was actually code for the date rape.
Yeah. Well, it's kind kind of more like girly Viagra.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't want to know anything.
I don't want to know anything.
This song could not fly if it were released today.
It's about flipping something in a girl's drink and then she wants to get it on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Wait a minute. Hold on, Kara. Before we go there, we need to update the status of Shug. What's going on with Shug?
Shug has a lot going on, Dougie. First, he pleaded not guilty when he, backed over a person twice, like moved forward and then threw it in reverse and backed up. But he's not guilty, he says. And there's a big fight this week. And I don't know if you got the breaking news, but Mayweather's facing off against Pacquiao, and everybody's going nuts about this fight. Well, Mayweather, who is a no stranger to the law himself, he was in trouble for domestic violence, said that if he wins his fight against Pacquiao, he expects that he will cover his Suge Knight's $10 million bail.
With the winnings?
With the winnings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
And
back.
Friends.
And now, as Casey says, and now back to the countdown. Number three this week in 1989, Roxette. I remember them, but I don't remember the song, I don't think.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, it was a hit.
What made it great?
It was a hit for Roxette. Listen to it.
Do I have to?
Come on, ready?
We were too young to know that it's not really a good song.
Really?
Oh, I think it's great. Still,
really? I liked it then, but now.
Okay, this one I can identify with. This is number two from this week in 1989. Fine Young Cannibals doing She Drives Me Crazy.
This song drives me crazy.
Yeah, this is
I
good.
Like this song.
I do too. And Madonna was number one. Who doesn't remember Like a Prayer? You got it?
Remember the video?
Yes.
Yeah. Most, wow, is that controversial?
Yeah, most vivid video in my mind of Madonna.
This had nothing to do with the tin things that she wore. And that was before this, right? Remember that book that she...
Blonde Ambition actually came after this, I believe.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. That book that accompanied it that had the tin things? Remember that?
Book that she made?
Was that what it was?
That was right after this.
All right. Moms and dads.
But this one actually dealt with racism and religion.
That means the plumber can't go there either. 28 after on Good Day.
Mm-hmm. This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on call. So you have to take your kid to the doctor. Think about this. Kids live in a world of the shot. What I mean is vaccinations. So they associate going to the doctor with pain. To help put them at ease, tell them what's going to happen beforehand. The doc will look in your ears, listen to your chest, and if it's an intimate area to be examined, explain why, and that you'll be there holding their hands, protecting them the whole time. If you're in a sad situation where they've fallen and split their scalp or have a laceration, and the sight of blood or a needle scares you, hide it. Remember, fear is contagious. If they sense your fear, it will only make it worse for them. And of course, it's not about you, it's about them. Finally, is there really a text or a call that you must take in a few minutes during the doctor with your kids? No, I didn't think so. This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on Call. Want to know more about taking your kids to the doctor? Check out my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. April is Month of the Young Child and National Cancer Month to bring awareness to this awful disease affecting young children. Since its founding more than 50 years ago, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has been committed to saving the lives of children battling cancer. Treatments invented at St. Jude have increased the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. But that's not enough. St. Jude is working to reach 90% in the next decade. Richard Shadiak, Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has made great strides treating children with cancer, and we won't stop until no child dies from this horrible disease. St. Jude freely shares our research discoveries, and every child saved at St. Jude means doctors and scientists worldwide can use that knowledge to save thousands more children.
Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, allowing families to focus on helping their child.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, 33 after Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 27 before the new hour. Doug and Jennifer and Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, the police in Utah. We have nothing but stories about police today. The police this, the police that, the police are good guys, the police are bad guys. So here, you make up your mind on this one. This is from Utah, where a man was arrested on suspicion of arson after he told officers he lit a brush fire and burned dozens of acres to signal for help after his car got stuck.
What a dummy. Why would he set a hillside on fire?
Because he didn't know how to get attention other than that, apparently.
Start hoofing it or something. I mean, really?
The Bureau of Land Management says this guy destroyed 40 acres of old-growth cottonwood trees, that sort of thing. And according to this story, he threatened through his actions several structures and families. So the sheriff's department said that this guy's vehicle had become stuck near where the fire started. He'd gone down a wrong road, and he was about to tip over on the hillside. His name was Weston Frank Viterra. Told law enforcement officials that he had started a fire as a signal for help. And the fire got out of control, so he was arrested and booked, jailed on suspicion of arson. Is that fair? Just the right thing to do? Yes, no, maybe? Yes.
Yes.
I think so. I mean, he's kind of dumb. I mean, if you're going to build a signal fire.
But who's perfect? You know what? Everybody's looking around.
Okay, but you don't set a 40-acre fire that's
no, but he didn't set out to start a 40-acre fire. It just happened. That was the consequence of his action. He wasn't planning
for hell.
To burn down half of the mountain.
You know what? You have to understand my perspective. It's a little different.
Where does it say I have to understand
my
your
perspective? My perspective is going to be a little different than all of yours. Because
you live
in
a burn zone.
Because I live in a place where fires are constant. We just had another one yesterday, and we have no water to put them out because we live in a drought. Los Angeles, Southern California, all of California is extremely dry. It's extremely hot. And so I would have very little tolerance for a guy who decided to throw a match out the window to try to get attention.
Well, he wasn't trying to get attention. He was scared because he was in a place that he didn't know. So what would he have done that would have gotten attention without having to burn down? A cell phone.
Hello.
He was in an area where there was no cell phone reception.
So walk until you get cell phone reception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is a selfish act on the part of somebody who's not too smart.
I don't even know. I mean, I'm sure it was selfish, but I think he was just not too smart. I mean, you can build a controlled fire. I mean, it sounds like he just tossed it.
All right. You're dying to get on the air, aren't you? Huh? I have two people in the studio here with me on the farm, and one of them is just abs. He's sitting here opposite me in the usual studio setting, got headsets on. He has a microphone in front of him, and nobody's going to know who you are except other people who are in the radio business. So I'm not even going to introduce you, but you have something to say that will be cogent, will add to the discussion, or are you just here to occupy time and space?
Basically time and space.
Time and space. Okay, so I'm shutting your microphone off. All right, anyway, you've gotten your moment. That's your 3 seconds of fame. You're done.
Well,
so here you're the guy on the street. So you're in Utah. A guy burns down half of the mountain. What do you say?
Arrest him. Throw away the key.
Yeah,
we need more smart people in America.
We do need more.
And this is not an act of intelligence.
Well, there are a lot of things that seem to be the focus of our conversation that are not necessarily acts of intelligence.
Arrest them and throw away the key.
All of them.
Only keep smart people.
All right. Okay.
You know why I
so here's the new way. Hold on. This is the new creed. The American creed is arrest everybody who's dumb, put them in jail, and only have the smart people on the loose.
At least don't let them have babies.
Exactly. Well, there you go. That takes it to a higher level.
Yeah. All
right. Okay, I think the reason you're sympathetic, Dougie.
Yeah.
Is because I feel like this is something that you would do.
Really?
And I'm not saying
sweet,
that because
you
are a sweet, you are a very intelligent man. But I'm going to say that if you were stuck in your car and you're like, my cell phone's broken, I could totally see you in this situation.
No,
like,
I would be more resourceful than that, frankly. And I don't mind walking. I've walked 30, 40 miles to, not necessarily to safety, but.
No.
Yeah, not in the snow. Thanks very much.
I would take out his
horn. I want to go back to Southern California and the situation there and what people don't really realize about how bad the drought is there. Those of us who are either part-time Angelenes like me or full-time like Jennifer, Kenny's in San Diego, and Molly used to be when she worked at KFI and KBC or wherever she worked in L.A., lived in Los Angeles. My daughter told me yesterday, now keep in mind she lives just below Dodger Stadium. That may or may not mean anything to a lot of people, but it's part of Los Angeles is a desert. Los Angeles County is a desert. So all the water that Mulholland figured out how to get there to keep Los Angeles green, in a sense, is now literally drying up.
Well, it's not enough either.
No.
I mean, the problem is that they never thought it would be as crowded as it is.
Well, okay, but now my daughter says that there's an edict that's been passed that will require all the people who have lawns to dig them up and put rock gardens in. No more lawns.
Well,
I'm having a hard time. Where are they starting this?
Well, they're starting a new program where you can actually go call the Department of Water and Power, and they will give you a certain amount of money if you replace your current lawn with something
with a rock garden.
Like a rock garden or, you know,
in your neighborhood,
garden.
It wouldn't make any difference because most of the lawns are cars.
It makes a difference in my house, however, because I have three lots of lawns, so I'm thinking about actually taking advantage of this and doing one lot drought resistant. But the governor, it's so funny. When you run into a problem, the government uses it to get more control of your life.
Right.
So Jerry Brown issued this edict that you have to cut your water usage by 25%. Keep in mind, we've already been in a drought, and responsible people have already cut their water usage, talking about myself, and there's not room to cut 25%. 25% more. I mean, really, unless you start giving up showers and, you know, some of the basics. The fine, maximum fine for water use, overuse, was $500. They just raised it to $10,000.
Right.
And it's patrolled by whatever union is in control of your water. So they just get some guys, pull them off of their desk job, and let them go patrol areas. Or if you have a neighbor, maybe you're in a feud, they can call and turn you in. And all of a sudden, you're face-to-face with a $10,000 fine.
Well, but it has to be proven, right? They can look at your water bill.
I'm
water
thinking
use.
That the people that I know who live in Beverly Hills and Santa Monica are not going to be the first people in line to do this.
Meanwhile,
I'm thinking about all of the people, never mind the neighborhood that I'm in. I don't have, one of the things that I find interesting is that I live in a neighborhood where there really aren't any lawns because it's close to the beach, and anybody who's got any extra land have these rock gardens and because there's no real, there's no land. But if you drive around to some of the other areas of Santa Monica or you go to Beverly Hills, it's nothing but lawn. And all right, so Mr.
So how do they handle the golf courses? I know that private homes, I know somebody in northern San Francisco that's building a new house. They're putting in AstroTurf, and they're getting tax credits for doing that.
That's
absolutely.
That's a great question about the golf courses.
But what about the golf courses
the golf
where
courses
they just suck water down?
Yeah, they're complaining like crazy. They're still green. I have one right near my house. It's still green. They're also talking about Dodger Stadium and Angel Stadium because they're both real grass fields.
Yeah.
And the implication at college universities, it's another
one. Yeah, it's everywhere.
So, you know, as summer comes, it's going to be crazy. But here's what's nuts. As all of this is going on, there was a big story out that the environmentalists at bee in California wasted 3 billion gallons of fresh water to save 7 steelhead trout.
Right. Yeah, that's that I heard that yesterday. That's nuts.
It is crazy. So William Shatner, Dougie, and then I'll let you go because I know we have to move on.
Right.
William Shatner has come up with a plan to save California.
Really?
He wants to
he's
going to
build a big, he's, what, $3 billion or something he's trying to raise on a crowdfund?
Kickstarter.
Yeah,
GoFundMe,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
He's actually, and I have inside info, he's meeting with people from NASA and JPL. This is no joke. This is not a publicity thing for him. He wants to build a pipeline from the Columbia River down the coast all the way to California. If they take 10% of the fresh water that's just dumping into the ocean from the Columbia River, you could cover California in 16 inches of water.
So why does it take Shatner to figure this out? We have people that are supposedly...
I brought this up to you guys the first day I sat in with you.
Really?
Remember?
So you're smarter than everybody else except Shatner, apparently.
And I said, why can't they do... If they can do an oil pipeline, which they want to build from down from Canada, why can't they do a water pipeline to Chicago or something?
They
bring Shatner in.
And it only costs... I'm going to say only, like I have this kind of money. But it's only going to cost like $6 billion, I think, to build the pipeline. Which when you think about the... I mean, in California, we're spending $70 billion to build Jerry Brown's Train to Nowhere, which is like, you know, a
Jerry
mile of
Brown's
track in Fresno.
Jerry Brown's Train to Nowhere.
Yeah, he wants to do a high-speed train from L.A. to San Francisco, and there's like a mile of track somewhere outside of Fresno. So $70 billion to do that project that's not going anywhere. Take some of it and build some pipeline for water.
Yay! Let's hear it for Jennifer and Molly. Hip, hip, hooray!
Of course, of course. One could argue that
if
you built that train and you had the railroad right-of-way, that you could put that water pipeline along that same right-of-way, you know, with eminent domain. So it really it can be...
For the price of one.
Exactly.
There's
a benefit to everything.
See, Mr. X is a genius, and I mean, he's just here for a little while. It's too bad.
Which is why they will not throw me in jail and throw away the key.
No, I got it. He's a genius. All right, speaking of geniuses, Uri Geller will join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through June 1st, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Forget warmer climates. Baby boomers are opting to retire near their adult children who need help caring for grandchildren because both parents work. A new survey by Mayflower, America's most trusted mover, revealed that 1 in 4 Americans are more willing to move closer to their adult children. Meanwhile, millennials who were once fleeing the coop are boomeranging back to the place they grew up to be closer to family and friends. In fact, 25% of millennials have moved back to their hometown in the past 5 years, according to Mayflower's Melissa Sullivan.
Our Mayflower Mover Insight Survey helps us understand exactly why people are packing up and heading across the country. What we found is that being near family and friends is an important driver for both boomers and millennials. The increasing number of American families with two working parents is causing an increased reliance on grandparents, and boomers are therefore moving to help provide childcare support. Similarly, millennials are looking to be near loved ones as they think about settling down and starting a family of their own.
For more information, visit Mayflower.com.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Uri Geller has joined the crew, the crowd, Jennifer and Molly and Ken. One of the things that I always sort of dominate the conversation when you come on, or at least I throw the idea to you and then I let you run with it. I was thinking about voices and things that people hear, see, think, and do that are supposedly out of this world. And I'll give you an example. This week, my dog Charlotte, who passed away 3 weeks ago, came to me vividly. And her presence has been around me since, I felt her presence since she died, but I'm feeling it more and more. And I don't know whether it's just in my dreams, but I know you have strong feelings about connections to the other world or the other worlds. And well, people who would say poo-poo to that are to be poo-pooed themselves, I think. What do you think?
Well, Doug, listen, our real blessings often appear to us in the shapes of pains, losses, and disappointments. But let us have patience, and we soon shall see them in their proper figures. Charlotte is communicating with you, no doubt. As I've said it a million times on this show, I'm a huge believer in the afterlife. And it's very simple. It's scientific. Albert Einstein, 1924, proved to the world scientifically that energy cannot be destroyed. So therefore you ask the question, Charlotte dies, where is her energy?
Right.
Must be somewhere. It's
yep.
gone up there, probably to heaven or paradise or a different dimension. And those who have parted us can sometimes communicate with us.
Mm. Do you believe in animal communicators? You're, as a Uri Geller is probably best known around the world as a paranormalist, but and a motivator for sure. But there is a certain mystification to a lot of the things that you focus on that don't seem to be of this world. One of the things I think that makes us friends is that we both believe that this stuff is very possible and frankly true. So we ignore the people who say, yeah, how do you prove it? I don't have to prove it. I know it's been proven to me. And isn't that kind of the sad reality? So many people that don't believe because they don't want to believe.
They either are just basically skeptical, you know, by nature. That's how they grew up. Their surroundings. But look, dogs and cats, animals cannot speak. Therefore, I believe that their telepathical, intuitive powers, forces, energies, call it whatever, mind power, is heightened. It's stronger. There's no doubt in my, throughout my life, I had dogs all the time. And hey, I communicated with them telepathically. As a matter of fact, in England, Professor Sheldrake, who is a prestigious, very credible scientist, proved scientifically that animals can talk to you telepathically. Mm-hmm. He basically, listen what he did. He placed cameras in homes of animal dog owners, and I think you know Professor Sheldrake.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went out to work, cameras started rolling, and the owners were told to come back in different times. Every different time they came back, the dog or cat knew that you're about to drive into the driveway.
Amazing. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is not a boat accident. It wasn't any propeller. It wasn't a coral reef. And it wasn't Jack the Ripper.
Ooh. How many of us remember this from 1974? On this date, 1974, filming began, as a matter of fact, for Jaws, theme to which is playing in the background, John Williams. How many more items from this movie do you remember directly? That's a cue, Gary.
My name for three. But I'll catch him. I'll kill him. For 10. You gonna make up your mind? Gonna stay alive and ante up? Gonna play cheap? Be on welfare the whole winter.
Robert Shaw, Chucker?
Yes.
That's Shaw, right? He was a terrific bad guy in this. I still get that. I didn't ever sit through this whole movie because it gave me the creeps.
He's more of a complicated character than a pure out bad guy, but yeah, he's not a great pure of heart character. No doubt about that.
No. And he was always good in that sort of a role when he was in the movie with Redford and Damon, the Sting. He's also
amazing as a villain in the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 back.
Yes, the original version of it. Yeah, right,
yeah,
right, right.
Original.
All right, Kerry, any more clips from the Jaws movie?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
All right, that's it. who doesn't remember that? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. He's going to review the movie of the week, the movie of the month, maybe the movie of the year so far. Stand by for that in a moment here on Good Day.
Sure, going fast is impressive, but performing over the long haul is even more impressive. And for that, there's STP. Each bottle of STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner in your tank helps remove power-robbing deposits to restore performance and keep your engine running better longer. Because greatness isn't just measured in seconds. True greatness is measured in years. STP. In for the long haul.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3636 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3636.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with an overview of The Avengers, which you saw last night to a big crowd, yes?
Yeah, big crowd. It's tracking at a record-breaking upwards of $230 million this weekend. I went to see it last night. It's opening on 4,300 screens around the country. I give it an 8.5 out of 10. I thought mostly it was fun, very funny. Cast worked really well. Most of them got some really
funny?
Good one-liners.
What do you mean funny? How would you describe your definition of funny, and anybody else's usually is a little off.
Just lines of dialogue that made the audience laugh out loud. At least, I would say, at least 15 times, really hard laughter.
Really?
But the difference between this movie and the first Avengers, this one's a little bit darker in tone, and you sort of feel that. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. I thought it moved pretty quickly. I really didn't feel the running time at all. James Spader, who's on the Blacklist, terrific actor, voiced the villain Ultron, and he's really good. Jeremy Renner, who was sort of short-sighted in the first installment. He plays the character of Hawkeye. They gave him a lot of backstory. I thought he was really good. And Scarlett Johansson has really coming to her own with the last Captain America movie, and now very confident on the screen. She's being offered like $10 million per action film by a lot of different studios.
I didn't ever think that she should come across as an action star to me. When I think of action star, I think of somebody like Gina Carano or whatever.
I know what you're saying, but if they're going to invest, you know, $50 or $75 million on a female-oriented action movie,
they want
a big-name talent who is a solid draw at the box office, and she's becoming the go-to actress in that realm. So it's going to make a lot of money. I recommend it. Listen, a lot of people keep saying, is this genre going to die out? We talked about that yesterday, how the Western, the musical, the disaster genre, eventually everything runs its course.
Yeah.
But if you team a lot of good actors playing these iconic heroes in a movie, as long as the script is decent, I don't see this genre dying out anytime soon. It's going to last quite some time.
So people are not going to yawn and fall asleep in this movie.
No, I think the majority will dig this movie.
All right, The Avengers this weekend. Chuck Curry, our movie man, our Good Day, 59 after...
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.